the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way.
Alice?
Oh, no thanks. Everything's under control. Huh? Was that Mrs. Brady on the phone?
Oh, yeah. She said she arrived safely.
How long will she be staying?
Well, until her Aunt Mary recovers from whatever it is Aunt Mary's recovering from.
She's always coming down with something.
Right. You name it, and Aunt Mary's had it, has it, or is about to get it.
Well, I just hope Mrs. Brady can have a little fun this trip.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I also hope that running this whole place single-handed isn't going to be too much for you, Alice.
A breeze, Mr. Brady. Less than that, a zephyr.
Yeah, well, six kids and me and Tiger all adds up to work.
What work? Vacuuming, dusting, making the beds, cooking the meals, washing the... You're right, it all adds up to work.
You see?
Oh, nothing one able-bodied female can't handle. Oh.
What?
Oh, the apple pie. I left the rest of it on the dining room table, and I want that to go into the lunch boxes tomorrow, not into the kids' tummies tonight. I could take care of this household standing on my head!
Alice? Alice? Alice?
You all right?
I'll live. But I'm not the able-bodied female I was a minute ago, Mr. Brady. My foot played a game of Chinese checkers and lost.
Okay, I've called this unusually late evening meeting to issue a medical bulletin. The doctor says that Alice's ankle is only sprained. But it's a bad sprain, and she's going to have to stay off it for a while, and that's going to be very hard on Alice.
We're sorry we left our Chinese checkers on the dining room floor.
Yes, you violated a strict family rule about leaving your toys spread all over for people to trip over.
Well, I don't think we should all be blamed.
At least we should all go tell Alice we're sorry.
Alice is resting. But what you can tell me is, who is going to do the cooking and the cleaning and the washing and all the other housework around here while Alice is grounded and your mother's gone? Huh? Well, I'm going to tell you. While Alice is grounded, you all are going to assume the job of running this house. And that's starting tomorrow and right after school.
But, Dad, our team has workouts all this week so we can stay in shape for the next game.
I'll guarantee your coach you'll stay in shape.
What about my music lessons?
You could hum a lot while you work.
No dance class?
That's right, no dance class.
Dad, would you believe I was going to spend every afternoon this week studying in the library?
Oh, ho, ho. Yeah, that's a good try, Peter. And I would like to believe it, but it would boggle my mind. Anybody else?
I give up. Me too.
Good. Now that we understand each other, hit the sack. Starting with breakfast tomorrow, we get to work.
Come in.
Hey, Alice, you're supposed to stay off that ankle.
Well, I... Okay, I'm off it.
See? Listen, if there's something you want, I'll get it for you.
In the closet? Last one on the end?
Hey. It's very pretty.
It's the first long dress I've had since high school. Same color. If not quite the same size.
What are you going to do with this dress tonight?
Put it in mothballs.
You're losing me, Alice.
Mr. Brady, Saturday night is the annual meat cutter's ball. Sam was going to take me, and I was going to wear this dress.
Oh, Alice, I'm sure sorry about that. I don't know what else to say.
Well, why don't you say what you came in to say? I'll have plenty of time to feel sorry for myself.
I talked to the kids. Tomorrow, they're going to take over all the household chores by mutual agreement.
A mutual agreement?
Well, with a little persuasion. No, but they agreed. They're a family unit, Alice, and this is their job.
I hate to think of the mess I'm going to have to face when I get well.
Alice, there's going to be no mess, believe me. Starting with breakfast tomorrow morning, everything is going to run like clockwork.
I'm not going to do all these dishes. I won't live that long.
Well, I'm certainly not. I did the eggs.
You mean you dropped the eggs.
You finished breakfast already?
Take my advice, Dad. Stay out of the kitchen. Breakfast isn't worth it.
The girls are taking perfectly good food and making garbage out of it. Poison garbage.
I have to have something to eat.
We'll settle for the cafeteria at noon.
Listen, you can't go to school on an empty stomach. Why don't you have some milk?
Not in there. They'll probably try to fry it.
Suit yourselves. There. I'll be the guinea pig.
Here it is. Only the first breakfast. And I had to do everything. Absolutely everything.
If everything means dropping the frozen orange juice on the floor, then you've done everything all right.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Daddy. I'm sorry about Alice, but I don't see why I have to do absolutely everything.
Stop that absolutely everything stuff. I'm the one who had to
do that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't attack before I've had my coffee. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Strong.
I told you not to let it perk for an hour.
It only perked for 45 minutes.
Now, calm down, both of you. What is the furor?
Well, in the first place, the boys are supposed to wash the dishes.
But they said if they weren't going to eat, they didn't have to clean up.
And second...
Forget the second, Jan. We'll work this all out tonight. My, my. A lot of them, aren't there?
All we could scoop up after Marcia dropped them on the floor.
Not on the floor.
That's where she dropped the orange juice.
Listen, I think I'll just settle for a piece of toast.
Cindy, where's the toast?
In the toaster. I'm still waiting for it.
My gosh, I didn't realize it was this late. I better rush. Remind the boys, straight home from school and on housework detail. And don't bother Alice because she needs the rest.
All right, Dad. Here's your toast.
Cindy, I don't think I could eat another bite.
Bye, Dad.
Ma'am.
Sorry, Alice. I couldn't find it.
The mop isn't in the service porch?
Only Tiger's in the service porch.
What's Tiger doing there?
I left the sprinklers on too long and flooded his doghouse.
Well, try the upstairs hall closet.
Okay.
Flooded the doghouse?
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jan. Too much soap in the washing machine?
How did you know?
ESP.
Well, it'll be all right. Peter's gonna vacuum up the soap suds in the dining room.
Oh, got that far, did it? You want some more help?
Oh, no, I just came by to see how you were. Well, I better go find the wash.
Find the wash?
Yeah, just float it off somewhere.
Oh, hi, Mr. Brady.
Hi, Sam.
What can I do for you?
Well, something for dinner that can be fixed in a hurry, Sam. I understand the roast we were going to have has been burned to a crisp.
Oh? Well, how about some chops? I have lamb chops, pork chops, veal chops. Or you could take some of each and make chop suey.
Listen, Sam, I'll take 80 of your lamb chops.
Okay. Hey, how come Alice burned the roast? She's a better cook than that.
Alice didn't do it. The girls burned it.
Isn't Alice with you anymore?
Oh, that's right. You didn't know. No, Alice is in bed. See, she had a fall.
Oh? Bad?
Well, sprain her ankle.
Gee, that's a shame.
Yeah.
But it could be worse. At least there wasn't her short ribs. Oh, I'll take a dime off for that last joke.
Could you take a quarter? There they are. 8 lamb chops ready to be broiled. What's burning?
Must be Marcia's peas. She didn't put any water in with them. How about those potatoes you put in the oven 3 hours ago?
Three? Listen, let's throw everything into the sink except the lamb chops.
And my salad. It's not burning.
Okay. Hello. Carol! Hi, darling!
Hi, honey. How are you?
Oh, Mommy, Mommy, let me talk to her, please! Oh, Mommy, oh, please, let me talk to her, please!
Yes, sweetheart, of course we miss you.
How are all the kids?
Oh, but honey, we're fine. We're just fine.
Except for Alice.
She took a little spill and she sprained her ankle.
Dad, yeah. Stop that!
Yes, sweetheart.
If Alice hurt herself, maybe I should come right back.
Oh, honey, listen, there's no reason for you to come home, none whatsoever. The kids have everything under control.
I hate to bother you while you're on the phone.
Yeah, no, honey, listen, I mean it. I really mean it.
Look, you wouldn't know the house.
Peter's t-shirt's stuck in the vacuum cleaner.
What's all the commotion?
The kids and I are just having a little fun here, honey.
Peter's in his t-shirt.
What?
Tell Alice I hope she feels better.
Yeah. Yeah, sweetheart. Huh? Yeah. I'll tell Alice.
Carol!
Well, Aunt Mary's calling, so I better run. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Bye, honey.
All right. Bye, honey.
Sam, this is the sweetest thing you could have done. Coming to see me and bringing me candies and flowers. It's almost worth spraining my ankle for.
Could I take a look at it?
Why not? Everybody else has. Although I've never heard of a butcher who was a doctor.
Well, I've known plenty of doctors who were butchers.
Hey, boy, that does look pretty bad. I wouldn't put meat like that on my counter.
Sam, you always know just the right thing to say.
And right now I have to say goodbye, because this is my bowling night. Besides, you need rest and quiet. Try to enjoy it, Alice.
I'll enjoy it, all right. Especially Saturday nights.
Oh, boy, that's right. With that ankle, you won't be able to go to the meat cutter's ball.
No, Sam, I won't.
Well, gee, Alice, would your feelings be terribly hurt if I went anyway? I mean, being on the entertainment committee and all?
Oh, my feelings wouldn't be hurt at all. I want you to go and have fun. Who will you take?
I'll think of somebody. Well, I gotta run now, Alice. Take care of yourself and ta-ta.
Ta-ta, Sam.
Hey, Alice, I saw Sam arrive with the flowers. Can I get you a basin and some water to put them in?
No, thanks, Mr. Brady. I think I'll be able to water them myself.
It's about the dishes, forget it. We made our decision. You girls make the mess, you girls clean it up.
You heard last night when Dad was talking to Mom on the phone?
Yeah.
Well, you heard him tell her what a great job we were doing taking care of the house so she wouldn't worry and come home.
Well, that's right.
No, it's wrong. We're doing a terrible job.
You mean about the mess in the kitchen and the washing machine flood?
That and everything else. We're trying, But we're not trying together.
I guess maybe you're right. Even a dazzling basketball star needs to feel he's part of a team.
Dad shouldn't have to make excuses to Mom.
Yeah. You go get Janice, Cindy, and I'll round up the men.
Then what?
Teamwork, with a capital work.
What is all this?
Dinner is served.
What kind of a miracle is taking place here?
Mr. Brady, if a miracle happens, don't question it. Just lean back and accept it.
Thank you.
Ulterior motives, Sally. I don't have ulterior motives much. As long as I know you're going bowling on Saturday night, that answers my question. Bye. Well, that does it.
Does what, Alice?
I've called every girl I know that Sam knows, Mr. Brady, and not one of them will admit that he's taking her to the meat cutter's ball.
Maybe he's going stag.
Sam? Stag? The only time he's heard that word is when somebody brought a dead deer into the butcher shop. He's taking somebody, I know it. But... oh, well, what difference does it make anyway? Dance is tomorrow night. 24 hours from now, Sam will be on the dance floor. Under the twinkling lights, violins sighing, air heady with perfume. And he'll be... stomping around the floor like all the other butchers.
Hey, Sam, you still open?
Sure, Mr. Brady. Why should I be closed so early?
Well, tonight's a big night, isn't it? Meat cutter's ball?
Tonight's the night. What can I do for you?
Well, 8 of your best steaks, Sam.
Oh, celebrating something?
Yeah, well, it's more like a reward for a hungry army.
The kids are still doing the housework, huh?
Yeah.
Alice is still sidelined?
Well, she's up and around a little, Sam, but I don't know. Her ankle's giving her a little trouble, and unfortunately...
She can't make it to the party. Is that it?
That's it.
So I have to take somebody else. Is that it?
That's it.
Boy, you must think I'm an all-time heel, Mr. Brady.
Sam's none of my business.
But you got to understand... when you get to be a big man with the union like I am, you know, on the entertainment committee and all, well, your union expects big things from big men, like showing up at parties.
Listen, Sam, I understand.
Yeah, but women don't. Not women like Alice, anyway. She probably thinks I'm 185 pounds of rejected rump roast.
No, I'm sure she doesn't.
I'm sure she does, Mr. Brady. Oh, she probably thinks she's resigned to staying home tonight. But who knows what's really going on in that cute little head of hers, huh?
Sam?
Yes, Mr. Brady?
Listen, I think you got more than 8 steaks there.
Oh? You know, you're right. Such is the fate of an amorous butcher.
Okay, once again, kids, I've called a late evening meeting, but this time it's not to issue a medical bulletin or to lecture you about carelessness. It's to tell you how proud I am and how pleased that you've gotten together and you've worked as a team.
We're glad you're pleased, Dad, because we really tried.
But there's another thing we did when Alice sprained her ankle.
Yes?
We sprained Alice's love life, too.
And all the teamwork in the world doesn't look like it'll fix that up.
Well, you know, there are some things we have control over and some things we don't. And I honestly don't know what we can do about Sam and Alice and the meat cutter's ball. But anyway, You've earned a little rest and relaxation, so come on, enjoy yourselves until bedtime. But keep it down, because I have work to do.
There must be something we can do for Alice.
I don't know. It's pretty hard to fix a broken heart.
Yeah, even with splints and a first aid kit.
Dad's probably right. Just forget about it.
That's it.
What?
Make Alice forget all about the dance.
It's gonna be hard.
No, it isn't. Forgetting Cece, it's remembering that's hard. Hi, Alice. What's up?
Well, I'm reading a book, if that's what you mean.
Any good?
If you like love stories.
We're about to have a feast in the kitchen. Why don't you come on in and join us?
I'm going to make my famous peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. I can't burn those. They're too soggy.
It does sound tempting, but I've been on this ankle a little bit too much today. I better stay here.
Okay. Come on, Alice. Quick, or you'll miss it.
Miss what?
A great wrestling match on television. Championship bout.
Rotten Otto is challenging Dirty Destiny.
Wow, that does sound like a challenge, all right. I appreciate the invitation, but I'm afraid Rotten and Dirty are going to have to do without me tonight. I'm staying put.
Hi, Alice. Want to play some cards with us?
What kind?
Old Maid. That was dumb.
Feast in the kitchen? A wrestling match? Game of cards? I wonder just what's up.
All six of us tried and all six of us failed.
Maybe Daddy can talk to her.
He's in his den working. We can't bother him.
No, girls, you can't. Anyway, there's no reason for him to talk to me. I know what you kids are trying to do, and
We weren't trying to do anything, Alice.
Oh, yes, you were. You were trying to get me interested in something else so I wouldn't feel so sorry for myself tonight.
How in the world did you figure that out?
ESP again, Jen. And it's sweet of you to care so much, but quit worrying about old Alice. Where's the rest of the gang?
They went to bed.
Well, it's late. You better go up, too. And let old Alice worry about old Alice. Hmm? Come on. Good night, kid.
Good night.
Sam.
It's me, Alice.
That's what I said, Sam. How come you're not at the ball?
Oh, come on, Alice. You know I couldn't go without my best girl. It just wouldn't be any fun. Here, brush a little nosegay.
Oh, Sam, nosegay is just what I need. Right now, I got the gayest nose in town. Oh, Sam, it's just beautiful. It's just the right shade for my robe.
Can I come in?
Oh, sure, sure. Now, Mrs. Brady's still out of town. Mr. Brady and his dad, kids have gone up to bed.
Well, Alice, even if we miss the ball, I thought maybe we could make some music together. Alice, would I be getting fresh if I suggested that we step out on the patio and look at the stars?
Sam, are you going to kiss me under those stars?
I'm sure gonna try.
It's one good thing about butchers. They make no bones about it.
Again?
No, just dented my dignity.
All right, who left the vacuum cleaner in the middle of the floor?
I'm afraid I did, Mr. Brady.